Imagine what you'd get if 20th century art and literature luminaries Andy Warhol and Truman Capote teamed up on a Broadway play. The two actually started work on a show, but never finished it. Now, however, a first-time playwright is taking on their dream and putting it on stage at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge. Rob Roth's new show, Warhol Capote, is based on real conversations the two men recorded in the 1970s. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the challenge of getting what's on those recordings on stage.
Andy Warhol recorded everything in his life, ordinary conversations, dinner parties, chats on the phone, with his Sony Walkman.
He called it his wife, and when he died, there were about 3,000 audio tapes.
Rob Roth didn't know the tapes existed until about 10 years ago when he reread the Andy Warhol diaries and spotted this entry from Warhol.
I pulled out those tapes I made with Truman when we were working on the Broadway play, and they're awful. I talked on them so much, I ruined them. I should have just shut up. And I thought, wait a minute, Andy Warhol talked too much on these tapes? I gotta go try to find them.
So began Roth's quest to finish the play Warhol and Capote envisioned. He traced the tapes to the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh and contacted Warhol Foundation licensing director Michael Herman for access.
What he wanted was to be able to write his play. And because of this policy, the answer was no.
After Warhol died in 1987, his foundation stipulated that the artist's tapes should not be made public until at least 2037, because they contain juicy gossip about famous people. But Herman says Roth was persistent.
Given his sincerity and the uniqueness of the project, we decided to make this one-time exception.
In return, Roth agreed to pay for the tapes to be digitized and transcribed by bonded court reporters. He also agreed to indemnify the foundation against any lawsuits over those juicy bits. And he's giving the foundation a share of the profits. The 48-year-old Roth has the money to do it, thanks to his career as a successful Broadway and rock concert director. Still,
I signed my life away. My lawyer said, oh, do it. You know, it's like a treasure hunt.
Roth listened to more than 80 hours of conversation between Warhol and Capote and pored over 8,000 transcript pages until he found what the two artists were planning.
And Andy says, well, Truman, can't I just tape you the real thing? And can't the tapes be about real people? And Truman says, that's exactly what we should do. The edited tapes will be both real and imagined. And there'll be no clear demarcation between what's real and what's fiction. So they gave me the instructions. That's what I did.
My tape recorder and I have been married for 10 years now, my wife. When I say we, I mean my tape recorder and me. A lot of people don't understand that. They're always putting it down as an invasion of privacy, but I think everyone should be bugged all the time, bugged and photographed.
He's taken what's there and he's constructed it in a way that it turns it into a portrait of these two men.
Steven Spinella plays Warhol and says it's been hard to get the quirky artist's voice right.
And now I actually have a little bit of trouble not talking like Andy. When I call my husband, I have to stop myself because it's weird. That was Andy. It's weird. It's just a little weird sometimes. I don't know.
My opening line is Andy Warhol had this obsession about me. He was very kind of tight-jawed, and he just had that little baby voice.
Actor Leslie Jordan was cast to play Capote.
Everybody knew Andy in New York. Everybody knew or wanted to know Andy, but Truman knew him longer.
Warhol's tape recorder is like a third character in the play, eavesdropping on their intimate banter, but also capturing Warhol's fears of intimacy and Capote's alcoholism. Jordan says playing Capote at the ART is the role of a lifetime.
So many of the shows there have gone on to Broadway, which would be my debut.
But in one more plot twist along this play's 10-year journey, the actor withdrew from the production 3 days before the first preview, citing unforeseen personal circumstances. The creative team scrambled and found Dan Butler as a replacement.
Broadway. Everybody always says it's dead, it's gone, but it always comes back. Theaters last year made more money than ever.
We've got to do 8 plays on Broadway, all running at the same time, fast plays.
At the first preview performance, Butler carried his script on stage, a reality meets art moment Capote and Warhol might have appreciated. And the dialogue is the closest most of us will ever get to hearing Warhol's cassettes ourselves. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Warhol Capote is at the American Repertory Theater through October 13th. Find more coverage of the local art scene at the Artery section of our website, WBUR.org.